Well, that was quick. I could just swear that 2 weeks ago, we were preparing for the baby Jesus. And it feels like just yesterday that he was a toddler receiving gifts. And here we are. In Mark's gospel, at the very beginning, down by the River Jordan in the wilderness, Jesus is a full-grown man to begin Mark's gospel. And there he is with the whole Judean countryside, all the people of Jerusalem, compelled by this call of John the Baptizer to turn your life around. He's there. He's there. So let's get this straight. Jesus, the one without sin, Jesus, the one of human and divine nature, is there at the River Jordan with all these people confessing their sins. Why? Have you ever wondered what Jesus was doing there at the River Jordan with all these folks laying down their burdens, turning their lives around? Or have you wondered why this way? Why does Mark's gospel start this way? It's not John's gospel with that amazing metaphysical poetry. It's not Luke's with the visits from the archangel Gabriel or the glory in the manger. It's not Matthew's with the genealogy and then those wise ones from the east, the astrologers, bearing those amazing gifts of kingly value. Now, the tellers of this story want to start this way. In the wilderness, in the borderlands, at the crossroads, this is where we find Jesus. And I get why. I know why John the Baptist is there, and I know why the people of Jerusalem and Judea are there. And yet I can't understand all the time why Jesus is there. And the classic reason is that he's there because he's being obedient. Or that he needs to be there in order to fulfill the scripture. And I get all that. And it feels just too pat. Life is messier than that. And so what I've been considering this week is that maybe the reason why Jesus is there down by the riverside with all those people looking to change, desperate for something new, it's because those are his people. I mean, that's who he spent all of his life with. People in the wilderness. But the borderlands, the wilderness, the crossroads, those feel like very, they can be dangerous places. And so I'm not so sure I'm ready for Jesus to be there. And yet maybe that's where this witness of revelation actually happens. In those places in our lives that are neither here nor there, maybe it happens with people in transition. Or maybe that's actually when we recognize it, when we realize what's happening with us, when we are in those places, when we're exposed enough or open enough to know who and whose we are. Many, many years ago, in a land far, far away, or at least in a land far enough away that I couldn't come back home, when I was a young man, and I can say that because I know that I no longer am, I found myself at a crossroads. I was living in Los Angeles. I was working in broadcasting up on the Sunset Strip. And you know, Los Angeles is a place that seems to feed off of the crossroads. And I didn't realize it, but slowly but surely the tide was destabilizing me and pulling me further from shore. The tide of image and status and power and prestige. And I didn't realize it until I was far from shore. It's like what Ernest Hemingway wrote about: you go bankrupt in two ways, gradually and then suddenly. And so when I finally realized it, I was in over my head. I had been tested and found wanting. I was, I didn't have any purchase under my feet. I was so far from shore that I could not make out any of the markings around me. Nothing was familiar. All I knew is that I felt very, very alone. Didn't know quite what to do at that point. Because I didn't actually recognize anymore who I was, let alone where I was. Have you been there before? Have you been in that wilderness, that crossroads, where you're not quite sure where the next step takes you? Well, regardless of how Jesus got there, because it is a long road from Nazareth of Galilee to that part of the Jordan River, right? You don't just wander by. Jesus was there. And the part of the story that is actually really clear that we're told about is that when Jesus comes up out of the river, he looks up. And the heavens are torn in two. And this spirit descends like a dove on him. Now, first about the dove. I think it's easy, and we do this a lot, I think, to imagine this dove and this long, lovely glide down to Jesus. I think it's more like an osprey diving for a fish. Or for a mother protecting her young. And I think this because the word for this ripping open of the heavens in Greek is schizomenos, and it means to divide with violence. To divide with violence. One scholar has likened it to a tear in time. And the writer of this gospel reserves it for very special use. It's here at the beginning of the gospel in the River Jordan, and we don't hear it again until the very, very end, at the crucifixion, just after the death of Jesus. Schizomenos, the Holy of Holies, the curtain between the Holy of Holies and the people of God is torn in two, rent asunder. So what I think we're supposed to see here at this revealing of the Christ at the beginning and at the end, in the baptism and in his death, is that with this incarnation, nothing will get between God and us. So it's my sense this week, that's why Jesus is down in the River Jordan, alongside the broken in spirit, the bone weary, the heart sick. Because these are his people. This is where he lives. And it's my sense that he's down in the River Jordan, in the wilderness, at the boundary, at the crossroads, because he trusts that this is where God shows up. That's what happened with me when I was there. When my friend Denise, who was a godsend, stayed close by me, day by day, inch by inch, reminding me of who and whose I was, until I could see once again the love of the beloved. Maybe you're not there right now. Maybe the wilderness is not where you are. Then come to the crossroads. Stand alongside a sister or a brother who needs to know again, or maybe for the first time, what this love feels like. Or maybe you're there in those borderlands, adrift, feeling like you cannot get purchase. Take heart. You are not alone. For this is the revealing of the Christ in that River Jordan, so that nothing in this world, whether in wilderness or within, nothing, nobody can keep us from the love of God.